Andrews, a junior doctor, much involved in helping us save our NHS. Yeah. Yay. Mona Kamal. Thank you, Mona. Hello, friends. As a junior doctor and an NHS worker, I feel so grateful to be here today. Because when it comes to the NHS, there is absolutely no question that immigrants have put in way more than they have ever taken out.
Yeah.
That is the case today, and it has been the case since the inception of the NHS in 1948. Immigrants have built it and they have sustained it, and we rely on them to keep the NHS functioning now. And 40% of nurses are foreign born. But that's not the story we're hearing. The fact is that we depend on them to deal with the staff shortage that has been caused by successive governments' mismanagement of the NHS. Shortages which will only worsen with the cuts to the NHS student bursary and the attacks on junior doctors now. And that is before we factor in the disgraceful immigration laws expelling workers that earn less than 35 grand. If that comes into effect, it would mean 30,000 nurses sent home, and we simply cannot afford to lose them. And when it comes to the NHS and other public services, this country should not just be welcoming immigrants and refugees. We owe them our respect and our gratitude for what they've contributed. But the NHS is in serious crisis. It's in serious crisis. We've got record A&E and ward closures. GP surgeries disappearing, waiting times the higher than they've been for decades. Trusts are saying that they're struggling to maintain safe standards of care. And that, coupled with the dangerous cuts in social care, this has had tragic human consequences for some of the most vulnerable people in our society. And actually, to hear the tributes to George Osborne over the last week, which totally ignores the suffering that these cuts have caused, has been absolutely sickening. But the fact that the NHS is in the worst financial crisis in its history is not because there's suddenly not enough to go round. It's a crisis that has been entirely manufactured and set up by the deliberate underfunding that is austerity. And it is no coincidence that the lies that we are being told about immigration, the lies that spread anxiety and hatred, are coming from the very same people that are championing austerity and destroying and privatizing our treasured public assets. We need to hold them to account for this now. We need to hold them to account for the austerity which has wrecked our NHS, our libraries, our state schools, and we need to hold them to account for the lies that they have been telling to try and divide us and to distract us from who's really to blame. We need to defend each other and fight this tide of racism and anti-immigrant feeling by linking it to the fight against austerity, against imperialism, against war, because they are all the same fight. And when we say Tories out, Jeremy Corbyn in, it's not because of some cult of personality has been suggested. It's because he is the only one standing up in this principled way and making these very arguments. We've been particularly appalled by the humanitarian crisis in the refugee camps and the woefully inadequate response by this government. And I'm happy to say that a motion was proposed at the BMA conference earlier this year calling on the BMA to lobby the government to urgently accept more refugees in the UK and to work with partner agencies to tackle the health need of refugees. Yay! And I am proud to say that this was passed unanimously. Yeah! In office, despite the earlier reports that he'd been sacked. This shows her commitment to his agenda of privatising the NHS and also imposing the junior doctor's contract, which is unsafe for patients and the long-term sustainability of our NHS. And as junior doctors, we now need to show the same commitment and the same unity that they're showing. And to fight this contract with all the tools that we have available, including the amazing 98% mandate for industrial action. The support and the encouragement that we've had from the public and from our friends in the wider trade union movement has been absolutely incredible. And we need you to stay with us because I think we're about to start the next phase of this fight now. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that. And if there's one thing we definitely need to say for all our sakes, because we're all human, it's our NHS. That's basic, isn't it? Yeah.